Sports Time Radio. All sports, all the time.
Thursday edition of Sports Time Radio. I'm the Big Jack with you, is Dan the Man. If you'd like to call into the podcast, 646-478-3753 is the number to do that. If not, feel free to email us, sportstimeradio@hotmail.com. Anything else, head on over to sportstimeradio.com. Now, you know, the blogs go up on Wednesdays and Saturdays, so if you missed yesterday's, get on over there. We're still hanging out there for you to catch up. Of course, while you're at sportstimeradio.com, go ahead and hit that link and jump over to the Sports Time Radio Facebook page. If you'd like that while you're over there, hey, we greatly appreciate that. And don't forget, we also have the Twitter feed, which is at Sports Time Radio. Now, Dan and I are on Twitter as well. I am at Sports Time. Dan the Man is at?
Dan the Man with three.
All right, so Dan and I were chatting a tad bit yesterday, and we decided that we would go back and look at our preseason predictions for baseball, since we didn't do it in football. We're going to go back and look here at football, but after looking at mine, Dan, I don't think I want to do this.
One of the positives is we all take pretty much, you know, the finalists for the World Series, or at least for the playoffs.
Yeah, well, let's save that for last. Let's start out with the division. And since we have the AL East first, let's start there. It does look like half of us are going to get it right. It's three out of the six of us predicted the Yankees. Sadly, you and I had the Red Sox.
Well, they should have been.
So, yeah. You know, and obviously the way it all worked out is the way it's set up is you either had the Red Sox one or the Yankees one. They were one and two, and everybody put something in. So, obviously, we're all going to miss out on the second place one because that was the Rays. All but one of us had the Orioles in last, so at least we're going to get that one right. But, yeah, just not a – can I go ahead and edit this and make it look like I actually got something right? you know, I just kind of – but, yeah, I had Red Sox, Yankees, Braves, Blue Jays, Orioles. The only thing that had a difference than me is the Blue Jays play. I just went about that now with the Rays and four.
I know, right? I thought they would have played better.
So, you know, and then both Mr. Fantasy and Schomburg Stu had the division the next same day. They had Yankees, Red Sox, Blue Jays, Orioles. So, and then our two guests had it. Yeah, my buddy Ken had it Red Sox, Yankees, Orioles, Rays, Blue Jays. And Hank had it Yankees, Red Sox, Rays, Blue Jays, Orioles. So, you know, it doesn't look like anybody's going to string together a perfect just because of the Boston Red Sox. So, you know, if you had to do that, had to do it over again, would put the Red Sox in first place, obviously?
I mean, today, yeah, but going into the season, no. I don't think I would have changed it, even if we went back.
Yeah, no, I was, you know, I honestly thought the Red Sox would repeat and win the division. You know, as we get there, you know, neither of us had to go to the World Series. I honestly thought they would repeat the division. Sadly, we did not do much better in the Central. As to absolutely no one's surprise, we might be Indians winning it. And obviously, that's not going to happen. All but one of us had the twin second, and you know, Dan, you know, we may actually have to call Hank and just tell him that putting the Tiger second, because I don't know where the heck he got that pick from.
So. I don't know. And are your two friends? Are you, the two guys Cub fans? Did they put the White Sox plan?
Ken is a Cub fan. Hank is just a baseball guy. So, you know that. So yeah, I kind of expected it. Like you can even tell in, you know, like Ken's predictions, there's a lot of Cubs winning awards. So, you know, just one of those things. But yeah, I honestly thought Hank would do better at this. But luckily, he's as good as, you know, we were. I think the only thing I got right here, Dan, is I have the White Sox in third, because I think the Tigers are going to finish last and the Royals are going to finish fourth. So I'm a little off there. You had Indians, Twins, Tigers, White Sox, Royals. So you were buying the Tigers a little bit as well. You've got to feel pretty sorry about that now.
Big time.
So it does look like, I think this is Stu who had the Tigers in last place here. So at least somebody was on. I know as I move down, lose the names. Oh, no, actually Mr. Fantasy who had the Tigers in last place. So, you know, just surprising there. I'm surprised Stu didn't put the White Sox in last place, being the Cub fan he is. But, you know, I guess he was just trying to nail things here. But, yeah, I don't know. You know what's funny is I really thought, Dan, that this would be the easiest division to predict. And, it's as much as anything else. So, you know, I don't get it.
I don't think you're supposed to.
Yeah, so, you know, looking back, I do wonder why I put something where I did here. But, out to the West, we all had the Astros winning the division. So, you know, we're all going to nail that one. You and Stu were big on the Angels here in second place. Were you having a seizure, or did you just think Mike Trout was going to carry him?
I thought Trout was going to carry him. I don't know. I kind of thought this was going to be the year where they play a little better.
Yeah, the other four of us did have the A's in second. So, you know, at least I got the top two. So, and, you know, I can brag, Dan, I will be the only one who correctly predicted the Mariners in last place in this division. So... I was all over that. I was actually a little worried. The way they got out of the game, was a little worried this year. I thought maybe I had kind of reversed them and they were going to play well, but they came back down to earth quickly and they are where they belong in the bottom of the AL West as they rebuild. And I think the only thing I got wrong is I had the Angels third and the Rangers fourth. So if I had managed to flip-flop it, I could have had an actual perfect division here, but I guess the Angels let me down too. Damn Angels. What's their problem? But yeah, the rest of you, I was the only one that had the Mariners. The rest of you were buying the Rangers with the last place team, so I guess that makes them a surprise to us.
Pretty much.
So, or I should say to you guys, I had them in fourth, so they're only a minor surprise to me. They're a bigger surprise to the rest of you.
I mean, I thought Vogelbach was going to tear it up this year.
So, well, he is. He's having a good year, isn't he? Does he got 30 bombs yet?
I think so.
Hell, he could have 40. I watched part of their game earlier against the Pirates, but, you know, I don't know how that – I know they won, but I missed the end of it, so I don't know how he did. All right, well, you know, at least we, you know, I guess we did okay with the wild card. I mean, I have the Yankees and the Rays. You have the Yankees and the A's. So at least we potentially have two teams that are going to get into the playoffs at least. I guess that counts as something. Mm-hmm. You know, Stu had the Red Sox and the Angels, so we did better than him. You know, Mr. Fantasy had the Red Sox and the Rays, and then our guests here. Ken had the Yankees and the Twins, so both of teams are going to get in. Not as wild cards, but they're going to get in. And Hank had the Red Sox and the A's, so another Red Sox fighting somebody here. So, yeah, I don't know. With the exception of the AL West, Dan, I didn't have a very good performance. How do you recap yourself?
The Red Sox and the Indians should have been in first place.
Yeah. it's so hard because, looking back, you got to have – I would probably say the Red Sox may be the biggest disappointment in baseball, followed closely by the Angels. So, at least the Indians are competing for a playoff spot. So, they're not too big of a disappointment. But I don't know. You got anybody else you would throw in there? I haven't included the Cubs yet until they fall out of the playoff race. So.
Obviously, I think the Angels and. Like you said, they should have been in fourth, so I guess they should have been a disappointment to all of us, except for I cut off the names when I saved this. Your buddy who picked the Angels in fourth.
Yeah. So, all right, then we move out to the National League, and we'll start in the East like we always do. And it looks like Mr. Fantasy is right on with this division, Dan. He has Braves, Nationals, Phillies, Mets, Marlins. And as of right now, that's looking like how it's going to end. So I don't know how that happened.
Because we didn't bet on it.
I was looking really stupid early on in the year because I went with the Mets. You didn't look quite as stupid as I did because the Nationals struggled, but they came back sooner than the Mets did. So at least you're looking at a team that is battling for a playoff spot. I'm going to end up with I picked a team to win the division that's going to end up fourth. So another stellar performance for me here.
Yeah,
but at least I had the Nationals. At least I had the Nationals in second, so I'm on there. But I don't know. Dan, we need to go back and try to figure out why the hell we didn't believe in the Braves. You, me, and Schomburg Stu all had them in fourth place.
That's what I was actually just wondering, what we were all thinking.
Yeah. So I'm not quite sure, what we thought or what we saw. I honestly just thought it was kind of fluky last year that they won with such a young team. And I think what ends up being part of my problem is I look at the Nationals and I just think they're supposed to win with the roster they have. And every year, one way or the other, they let me down. At least this year, that looks like they're going to get into the wild card. But, this was the first year in a long time I think I didn't pick them to win the division. You stayed with them to win. I made the switch. But I don't know. Is that kind of, where you look at them when you see it? You look at that roster and you go, oh, yeah, this team is going to win.
Pretty much. Despite not having Harper, I still thought that they had a team that was going to win. Obviously.
Yeah, because, what was good is, when they lost Harper and signed Patrick Corbin, I wasn't too worried about the Harper loss. I knew Anthony Rendon was a good player, and you got to figure Juan Soto was going to continue, and by Harper leaving, it gave Victor Robles a chance to finally play full time. So it opened up some stuff for them. But that was part of the reason I bought the Mets, was I'm thinking they're going to run DeGrom, Syndergaard, Mats, and Wheeler 1, 2, 3, 4 out at teams, they have a good chance to win every night. And sadly, it took them too long to figure that out.
Way too long.
So, you know, the big plus, though, is we did have all have the Marlins finishing last. But we did all nail that one. So, but all right, we jump into the Central. This was another one of the divisions that was really kind of broken up. You and I going with the Cubs, along with my buddy Ken. Mr. Fantasy was on the Brewer bandwagon, while Stu and Hank liked the Cardinals. In reality, any one of us could still be right at this point. So, you know, it's tough to kind of say, you know, hey, this is how it's going to go. Kind of looking at it here, the only huge box appears to be Stu putting the Cubs in first place, in fourth place, because he was buying the Percola predictions, and he was all in on them having a down year. So he bought the farm there, and obviously they were way off. I don't know, Dan. I mean, obviously it looks like we're going to get the Reds and the Pirates right. You and I had them 4-5. But we're kind of in wait and see mode, right, until the division actually sticks out.
Well, I mean, that's probably the most interesting, because between you, I, and Mr. Fantasy, and then, well, no, you're just the two. They got it wrong. the three of us, you know, we still will all three have a chance to kind of lock it up.
Yeah. So, yeah, it really, you know, it's the one thing left. You know, obviously, the guys with Reds in third place are going to be wrong, because the Reds aren't going to finish third. So, but, yeah, anything else, we're rolling in. You know, then we, you know, running out to the NL West here, all but one of us took the Dodgers. Again, I guess Hank was off his medication or something, filled out, because he was buying the Rockies as the first place team. To be fair, though, we all had everybody else had the Rockies as the second place. And I believe they're in dead last, aren't they, Dan?
Yeah.
they're another team. They're probably the biggest disappointment in the National League, because I just don't know what happened to that team. You know, again, I mean, you know, you look at it and you're looking at, you know, Nolan Arenado and Trevor Story and Charlie Blackman, and, you know, to be in last, I mean, that's just embarrassing for a team like that. So I don't even want to look at it. What's your take on their, what you can only describe as a craptacular season?
So they play in Denver?
Yeah.
They didn't get the
the rest of the division was kind of a shambles for us. I had it going Padres, Diamondbacks, Giants 3-4-5. You had Giants, Padres, Diamondbacks. So neither one of us liked the Diamondbacks, and it looks like they're going to finish in second place. So we were way off there. We did have a couple guys have the Diamondbacks in third, but they weren't getting a lot of respect from us, and I guess they taught us a lesson, huh?
Yeah, well, I mean, it looks like, to me, well, I mean, it basically looks like the Dodgers, Atlanta, Washington, those three teams just really beat up on the NL West, because, you know, Arizona is barely over 500.
Yeah.
And they're in second place.
Well, you know, it was kind of odd. You know, I almost want to say the Diamondbacks were sellers at the trade deadline. You know, they moved Greinke. Then somehow they end up contending for the wild card after that. And then they kind of flat. So, you know, it just kind of worked out that way. But, yeah, you know, I mean, the Giants had a little better year than expected. I know I had them in last. You had them all the way in third. You know, it looks like they'll probably finish third. they should be able to hold the Padres off. So, you know, a little better year for them than I guess a lot of people expected. You were the only one with them in third place. Everybody else had them lower.
Yeah, well, that's because I wasn't buying the Padres.
Sadly, I bought them a little too much. You know, I had them in third. So, you know, but that's, you know, that's what I get. We'll see how, you know, how it works out. And I'm still looking at this going, and I put the Rockies in second place. What was I thinking? But then I realized just about everybody else did it. So, you know, wild card wise, you know, we're doing okay. I have the Nationals and the Phillies, so maybe I'll get the Nationals in. You have the Phillies and the Cubs, so maybe you'll get the Cubs. You know, Mr. Fantasy could be right on. He's got the Nationals and the Cubs. Stu has the Rockies and the Brewers. Then we've got Braves and Cubs and Brewers and Braves. So the Braves are in, but they're not going to be a wild card. But, yeah, we were both in on the Phillies, huh?
Yeah. I mean, well, you failed to notice that I screwed up because I picked the Cubs to win the division and go to be the wild card team.
Well, there you go. You had your spot covered then. So, you know, no problems there.
Well, I mean, by default, I picked him as a wild card. So then I moved him into second, which are the first.
Yeah, you can go back and change it. Nobody's going to be the wiser. So, you know, who's going to know how it's out, right? But, you know, just one of those things.
Well, you know, I can change the rules like your money league.
Yeah, I have no problem with that. I'm used to that happening. It happens all the time to people. That's no issue at all. I'll just call Mr. Fantasy and go, hey, what's this? So, and then they'll explain it to him that, oh, yeah, we've had this rule for, you know, 10 years. We've never enforced it. This is what happened. You guys were enforcing it. Oh, okay, thanks. All right, so the big predictions. You know, I like you, have the Cubs coming out of the NL, so we're in danger of possibly not getting our National League team even into the playoffs. Ken is right there with us. He went with the Cubs. The difference you and I have is I went Astros, you went Yankees. Both have the American League team winning, and obviously both our picks are going to be in. So, you know, if the Cubs don't get in, we'll at least have our winner of the World Series in. So that's a plus. Mr. Fantasy went Braves and Astros with the Braves winning it. Stu has the classic Dodger-Yankee matchup, and he likes the Yankees like you do. Hank went Nationals Astros, and he agreed with me, went with the Astros. Ken went Cubs-Yankees just like you did, and he also went the Yankees. So, worst-case scenario, it looks like we all have contenders here, and all but one of us picked an American League team. Mr. Fantasy is the only one in the NL.
Where did he go with again?
He has Braves Astros with the Braves winning it.
Ooh, I mean, that's a good pick.
So, you know, yeah, that was that. But, you know, considering, you know, we didn't get his picks till the last minute, I'm surprised that he did as well there as he had. So. But, yeah, well, we can, we can get a little uglier here as I pull out the individual awards. I'm almost embarrassed. Yeah, please help me. I don't want to go through this.
Well, I was going to say, I forgot, you know, we only had a World Series winner pick since 2012 when you picked the Giants, but of course you picked the Cubs to win the year they won.
Yes. I think he's picked the Cubs every year except this year. I don't know why he was buying everything and got so down on them that he kind of wiped them out this year. No.
Actually, 14 and 15, he went with Washington. But then
oh,
yeah,
wow,
you're
okay.
Right. 16 and 17, he went with the Cubs. And then last year he went with the Yankees, but he picked the Nationals to win the NL. So, go figure.
Yeah, and, you know, and before we get into the individual awards, I would like to apologize to everybody I picked because it basically it looks like I killed all of you. Well, except for one. But it looks like I pretty much buried the rest of you guys by picking you. So I would like to apologize for that before we even get into this. But we'll start with the good old National League MVP here, Dan. And, yeah, I had Joey Votto. Yay. I believe he's had the worst year of his career. So I got that going for me. Everybody else's picks actually did really well. You have Ronald Acuna, who just hit his 40th home run last night, and he became the third guy to go 40 homers, 30 steals. Mr. Fantasy had Freddie Freeman. Schomburg 2 has Anthony Rendon, who I actually believe should win it, even though it seems like they want to give it to Christian Yelich. Hank went with Paul Goldschmidt. You know, he's been a little flat, but, you know, not still better than Joey Votto. And no surprise, Ken went with the club. He went with Chris Bryant, who actually does have really good numbers. He just doesn't have the numbers to win it. So, Dan, I guess everybody but me did okay. I just kind of stink.
I mean, it's still a good pick in the beginning of the year.
Oh, yeah, it looked great when I picked him. I was all over it. I thought, yeah, I'll find a nice random guy who's going to win it. But we shall see. That book vote is kind of interesting because I'm kind of curious on how the NL MVP is going to shake out because I don't believe Yelich deserves it. And I really believe that Cody Bellinger came back to the pack. And in reality, right now, I think Rendon is the best player in the National League, but I don't know if enough people know that for him to win the award. So, you know, it'll be interesting. But all right, in the American League, I did represent myself a little bit better. I selected one of your guys. I went with Xander Bogaerts, who had a really nice year. And if the Red Sox were contending, they would probably actually be talking about him in the running for MVP. But since the Red Sox are out, you know, there's no chance in hell that he's mentioned. You copped out and went with Mike Trout, so we don't even come up that one because he's able to go on his way. Mr. Fantasy killed Jose Ramirez. It wasn't me this year. It was Mr. Fantasy. Thomas, too, made a nice pick with Alex Bregman, and if Trout wasn't having a year that he haven't, Bregman may be the guy to win it. And then our two guest pickers, Hank and Ken, both had J.D. Martinez. Obviously, you're clearly going to win this one. But, you know, like I said, Bogaerts and Bregman had really good years, so at least I was a little better on this one, but, you know, like, I don't think, I guess, what kind of year did Martinez have in your opinion? I guess since the Red Sox are so flat, I didn't really think he had a great year, but he could have.
Sorry, I'm passing construction. Give me a few.
All right, well, let me see if I can bing some J.D. Martinez stats here really quick because I'm wondering, if maybe I just kind of overlooked them or how it kind of shook out for me there. And let's see. Yeah, you know, I mean, he does have 35 bombs. He's hitting .306 with 94 RBIs. He's having a pretty good year. I guess maybe the problem is the fact that, last year he kind of had a career year. So, maybe that kind of hurts him a little bit in my opinion, because, you know, he had 43 bombs and 130 last year. He's 35 and 97, nothing wrong with that. He should get to the 100 RBI mark again. They've got them at 301 here. The other one had 306, but I think this is updated. So, and he hit 330 last year. So, you know, maybe that's why I'm looking at this for you, because last year was so good. But yeah, he's not having a bad year. And he's 35 and 97, hitting over 300. Anybody's going to do that. But yeah, I mean, it, even with the injury, you know, Trout's going to miss a, you know, 20 games. So he's clearly been the best player. There's no discussion this year, far and away. He's pulling off of this award. I fully expect him to be unanimous. And, you know, we're just interesting to see if he's going to finish second. So, but all right, we move into the Cy Young territory over in the National League. We had three Max Scherzers, which is no surprise. You always see Max Scherzer here. Mr. Fantasy had Kyle Freeland, who I believe is the only guy who did worse than the guy I picked. Schomburg still had Aaron Nola. And I somewhere came up with the idea that John Lester was going to win a Cy Young. The Cubs probably would be doing better if they'd have taken him out back and shot him. But, you know, sometimes I guess it just goes that way. But at least I picked better than Mr. Fantasy.
A young man who had a lot of promise. And then all he was promised was a demotion to the minors.
Triple A. So, and I don't even know, Dan, who's going to win the National League Cy Young?
Is it Max Scherzer?
No.
Yeah, but he pitched with a broken nose.
He did.
He's handing the award.
He'll probably get a point to that, but, you know, I don't think that's going to be enough to get him the award, but, yeah, I'm trying to think kind of off the top of my head who's the front runner. I'm sure it's obvious and I'm just missing it. You know, like I know Steven Strasburg has actually had a really good year. So, maybe it's possible, he'll do it. Here you go. Hyun-Jin Ryu is still hanging on. I know he's been a little flat lately, but he is 12-5 with a 2.35 ERA. Mike Soroka's 13-4 with a 2.50 ERA for the Braves. So, you know, at least they're winning. Strasburg has the most wins at 17, but Daniel Hudson does have 16 for the Cardinals. DeGrom is 9-8. Can he win the game with that kind of record?
I don't think so.
I don't think anybody, Sonny Gray's had a really good year. If you told me Sonny Gray was going to have a 2.80 ERA, I would have probably laughed at you. But he's 11-7 for the Reds, pitched really well, but obviously being on a sub-500 team isn't going to help him. It looks like it's kind of a mess, so I'm not really sure who the front runner is, obviously, except for John Lester, who I picked. Kyle Freeland, who was the fantasy pick.
It'll be an interesting award.
But yeah, Scherzer's right there at 10-7, and his ERA is 2.81. So, he could still get an outside shot. He'll probably get one more start. So, it could be interesting.
Kind of a, the thing that sucks is the fact that wins and losses don't matter anymore. So it's, to me, the running, I feel like no one deserves it, starting pitching wise, and we might as well start looking at relievers.
But they don't give relievers any credence anymore when it comes to voting, which is too bad.
And then the worst part for me is I've always had Ryu on my fantasy team one way or another, and this was probably the one year I didn't even touch him. Go figure. I didn't even look at them.
All right. Well, as we jump into the American League here, we actually do have a couple guys with a shot at being right. You and I are not those two guys. You, along with my guest picker, Ken, liked Chris Sale, which is always a good choice, and you got to assume eventually he's going to win a Cy Young. Couldn't stay healthy this year. I thought I had a real sneaky pick in Trevor Bauer, and he now pitches in the National League. So there you go. You know, Schomburg, Stu, and Hank do have Garrett Cole, and, you know, everybody's saying it looks like it's going to come down to Justin Verlander or Garrett Cole. You know, Cole is 18-5 with a 2.61 ERA. Verlander's 19-6 with a 2.50 ERA. Cole just went over 300 strikeouts. He's at 302. Verlander's at 283.
Wow.
So, it's going to be one of those two, probably. Mr. Fantasy had Jose Berrios, who had a solid year. He's 13-8 right now with a 3.58 ERA. So he at least represented, unlike Trevor Bauer and Chris Sale, that some of us other guys had. So,
would you say Berrios would have it in the National League?
Well, you know what's weird is, you know, the ERAs are so much higher in the American League. So I would kind of wonder, you know, if they would lean that way if he was in the National League. Humorous is, as bad as the Red Sox have been, Eduardo Rodriguez has 18 wins. He's actually 18-6 with a 3.53 ERA. So even though they suck, this is a really good year for them. And I just hope there are guys out there who are smart enough to at least put Lucas Giolito on their ballot, because he deserves it. So
yeah,
that way, you know, I know these guys aren't the sharpest tools when it comes to voting, because some of them haven't seen a baseball game in 10 years, but I hope they're paying enough attention to realize that Giolito deserves to be on the ballot.
What do you need to watch a game for when you can just read it or listen to Ken Rosenthal and Buster Olney?
Yeah, well, you know, sadly that's the bad part, and they take too much of Brian Kenny's advice, and we end up with, you know, guys winning awards that really shouldn't be winning awards. So, you know, because analytically they did so well, and they should be rewarded for that. So.
Mm-hmm.
All right. NL Rookie of the Year time here, Dan. It does look like we have one guy who's going to get the winner. Hank has Pete Alonso, and it definitely does look like they're going to give Pete Alonso this award. I thought I had a contender until he got hurt. I had Fernando Tatis Jr. I thought he was right there in the running, but obviously the injury completely took him out of it. You, Mr. Fantasy, and Ken went with Victor Robles, who did have a pretty solid year. I thought the average was a little down. Yeah, he hit 255, but 17-62, and at least he's a full-time player. So, you know, you got that going for you. And then Stu went with Nick Senzel, who was another guy who had a well-rounded year, you know, 256 with 12 bombs. He did steal 14 bases. You can add that in with Robles had 26 steals. So, you know, we all at least represented pretty well here, considering this is normally the category we don't do very well in. You know, and I don't think we've had a winner since you picked Will Myers back in the day.
That 12 or 13.
Yeah, so, you know, and I mean, you know, obviously, you know, a couple pitchers should get consideration. You know, Mike Soroka, again, 13-4 with that 2.60 ERA. My guess is he'll probably finish second to Alonso, But if he was pitching in another market that wasn't Atlanta, like if he was in L.A. or New York, he would probably win this. Because if you think about it, Dan, you're looking at a rookie who's made 28 starts, 169 and two-thirds innings. He's pitching for a team that won their division, and he's 13-4 with a 260 ERA. Not only that, in those 100 and what we'll call it 170 innings, only 39 walks, Dan. So, you know, he definitely has the numbers to win it, but, you know, with the way metrics go and the emphasis on home runs, the fact that, you know, Alonso has 49 homers, you know, that's going to take it. You know, and again, you throw Daniel Hudson of the Cardinals back in there, 16-7 with a 3.35 ERA, 30 starts, 31 games, and oddly, he actually did pick up a save earlier this year. So, you know, there are a couple National League pitchers who deserve some consideration, but this is Alonso's award to win, right? I mean, nobody's taking that from him. Oh, maybe Dan went to break. I just realized what time it was, so it's possible he is off somewhere else. All right, well, let's go ahead and jump into the American League Rookie of the Year Award here, and we will see how this shakes out. There we go. No surprise here, we had four of us take Eloy Jimenez. Myself, Dan, Mr. Fantasy, and Ken all had Eloy Jimenez. Hank had Nate Lau. And Schomburg Stu had Vladimir Guerrero Jr. Jimenez actually, he has the stats to win this award. He's the leader in home runs, he's second in RBI, and he's hitting .264. The problem is his OPS is .811, and what is it, Yonder Alvarez or Yordan Alvarez? Is the guy they've anointed Rookie of the Year, even though Jimenez has played in almost 50 more games than him and has probably almost 175 more at-bats. Now, Alvarez does have 26 bombs. He's hitting .318, and his OPS is .1090. So they're going to hand him the award based on the metric stats. Even though I think Jimenez, he'll probably finish second, even though he might have a claim to the award just for the fact that he's going to play, you know, a lot more games, that he's going to have a lot more at bat. And, you know, while his average may be a little down, he's still got, you know, everything is kind of going for him. And if he can pass Alvarez in RBIs, that may be something. But, yeah, it seems like everything I've watched, you know, they've already made up their mind that Alvarez is the Rookie of the Year. They actually made this up after he had played about 20 games.
Yeah. So
they've just kind of
bringing that up.
With it. Yeah, even though there are plenty of guys who, you know, who deserve consideration, for whatever reason – nobody wants to talk about this Luis Arraez with the Twins, and I'm guessing it's because he doesn't hit home runs. But, you know, he bats at the top of the order for them. They're a division leader. He's hitting .349. You know, and in his 307 at-bats, he's only struck out 19 times. Or excuse me, 44 times. Wrong guy. So, you kind of wonder – and I get it now, batting average means squat. So you look at his OPS and it's .865, which, you know, isn't terrible. But, with Alvarez being way up over 1,000, nobody's going to give a damn about what any of these other guys are doing. So, they could hit homers in a game and nobody's going to care because they're going to go, yeah, but look at his OPS. The dude just hit 5 homers. Shut up. So, it's just kind of.
you know, I feel bad for Eloy because I think being the White Sox hurts him.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they were forgotten about on TV that they won a World Series.
Yeah.
You know. By a major national network. They were forgotten about. You know, I'm a Cubs fan, you know, but it's not even that funny. It's just ridiculous that they go that far. And then, you know, anything, like you said, Giolito, he was pitching great, but he never nationally, you won't hear about him unless he was still in Washington.
Yeah.
So I think that hurts them.
Yeah,
I think with Alvarez, because he's an Astro and kind of the hype and all the hoopla behind them, he's kind of the sexy pick, is he not?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, you know, the humorous thing is, I think if Toronto would have brought Bo Bichette up earlier with the numbers he has, he would have won. He's hitting .316. He's got 11 home runs. He's only driven in 21, but that's because he hits at the top of their order. And he's got a .940 OPS, so he can, you know, he would be a lot closer to Alvarez if they had the same amount of games. If he had played in 80 games, he may be the guy we're talking about. And I'm going to be really interested to see how the writers kind of slot him in, you know, and kind of decide where he fits in all this. Because, you know, he'll get some votes, but, you know, he's only played in 45 games, so you figure he's going to get to the 50 mark by the end of the year. You know, so it's just not going to be enough to win it. But, you know, you never know with these goofy, you know, these goofy voters who's going to do what. You know, he could undeservedly kind of finish second, and we would be looking at it by going, what the hell are you idiots talking about? You know, because there, you know, there's really no pitchers that are going to get any love. You know, John Means had what has to be considered a really good year because he's an Oriole. He's actually 10-11 with a .365 ERA over 143 innings. So, you know, when you look at Baltimore and what they've done, that's not too bad. But, you know, I mean, like, I'm sure he'll end up on some ballots and stuff, but it's not going to be enough to, you know, kind of make him a factor anywhere. So, but yeah, that'll be kind of, you know, again, it's something that I'm interested in seeing how they round it out or how things kind of play out there with that. So, oh, all right. We get to manager of the year. So, and I don't know. Maybe I'm out of the running here because I went with David Bell of the Reds. Don't ask me where I got that idea from. I just thought maybe they would be okay. So that obviously didn't work out. You and Schomburg Stu went with Gabe Kapler. Sadly, I don't think you're winning it either. Ken went with Joe Madden. He's definitely out. Mr. Fantasy does have Brian Snitker of the Braves. Is he in the running here, or do you think it's going to go to, you know, I would say like the Brewers or, you know, either Mike Schilt or Craig Counsell because of what the Brewers and the Cardinals did?
I think, if anything, it would go to the Cardinals.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think, you know, that's going to be an interesting one. Like I said, I think, you know, Mr. Fantasy and Hank have an outside shot there with Snitker, but I think he won it last year, and I don't think he'll win it back-to-back because Cardinals and the Brewers are doing is surprising. You know, in reality, they might just give it to – they should probably just give it to Dave Roberts for as dominant as the Dodgers have been, right?
Yeah. And then he can just hand it up to the front office.
Right, to whoever, you know, whoever's there. So, in the American League, Dan and I completely whiffed on this as well. They had Terry Francona, the Indians. Dan had Alex Cora of the Red Sox. So we would be clearly out of the running. I do think everybody else is kind of hanging around here, Dan. Mr. Fantasy has Kevin Cash. Stu and Ken have Aaron Boone. And Hank has Rocco Baldelli. I got to tell you, I think Boone is going to kind of win it because of what the Yankees have dealt with the injuries and the record they have. But I won't be surprised if Baldelli is second and Cash third. Do you have anybody else coming to mind?
Oh, the Twins. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you're right. I think it would be very close between the second two. Although I think it's going to Aaron Boone.
I'll be kind of surprised if Boone doesn't win this. You know, again, with the injuries the Yankees have dealt with and the fact that they're, you know, in the position they are, I think he's kind of got this locked in. So, all right, then we get to comeback player of the year. And I can tell you, Dan, looking at this, that in the American League, you are the only one out of any of us who has a shot at possibly winning this award.
I forgot who I picked.
So we
have, I was looking at it.
You guys had Miguel Cabrera. That was Stu and Hank. Ken went with Dustin Pedroia. Mr. Fantasy went with Shelby Miller, who I believe is either out of baseball or in the minors. And for some reason, I have absolutely no idea why I did this, I had Troy Tulowitzki, who played 5 games before he retired. Miggy just hasn't had the year to win it, and everybody else we picked is basically dead. You have Carlos Santana of the Indians.
Yay!
So, you know, he at least has a shot there. I think, you know, I don't know if he'll do it because, you know, kind of looking on, you know, I always have a hard time remembering how you qualify or who's coming back or, you know, those kind of things on how they vote. So, I'm not quite sure if he'll get there, but you definitely did a better job than the rest of us. So, I would wonder, you know, like I think if Michael Brantley qualifies for an award like that, I think he would probably win it. But, you know, like I said, again, Santana's done better than any of the guys we picked. The National League, however, we did much better, with the exception of Mr. Fantasy. I guess he just likes these long shot pitchers. He had Jimmy Nelson, so he's done. They agreed quite a bit. They had Yu Darvish, who actually has had a really good year. He's been really good as of late. Hank went with Josh Donaldson. I'm not quite sure if he's considered a comeback guy. You have Chris Bryant, who, again, has really good numbers. And I have Adam Wainwright, who's actually having a really good year for the Cardinals. So, we definitely have some guys who are going to get some votes here in the National League, with the exception of Jimmy Nelson.
What happened to Jimmy Nelson?
So, you know, he came back, and I think he got hurt again.
Yeah.
So,
I seen him in the waiver wire. He had like 5 innings or something. He didn't have a lot of numbers.
They were really counting on him. You know, he was going to be the difference maker when he came back. And he's pitched in 7 games. He's made 3 starts, covering 18 innings. He's 0-2 with an 8.50 ERA. The league is hitting .333 again. So my guess is he's not healthy. So, everybody else, we're looking at guys who, you know, I mean, they definitely have the numbers to get, you know, to get some votes here. You know, I know Brian has been dinged up a little bit lately, but his, you know, his numbers have still been, you know, really solid. You know, I always thought he was kind of an outside MVP contender for a while, even though John Berstu didn't want to believe me on that. But I guess that's no real surprise there. So,
well, no, because David Bodie was going to take over at third and be an all-star MVP while Chris Bryant was in right field.
Yes, we'll see that. But, you know, that would still work. Bryant could still be the comeback player of the year just in right field. So,
yeah, that's true.
You know. So,
or his domain.
Yeah, I wanted to see.
He's on vacation when he's in right field, whatever that means.
Yeah. Well, you know what's weird is I know Darvish has been really good lately, but, man, his numbers for the year still aren't very good. He has pitched 170 and a third innings and 30 starts, but he's 6-7 with a 4.2 ERA. So I don't think he's gonna rack up too many votes there. You know, Bryant, on the other hand, he's hit 284, so he's down a little. But he does have 31 bombs and 35 doubles. I'll throw in 77 RBIs, which would be 177 if he batted anywhere else in the frickin' lineup but second.
Well, but that's why the pitcher bats eighth. So then the ninth batter is kind of like a extra leadoff hitter. Extra leadoff hitter. So then Brian's kind of batting third.
So, you know, I get, you know, yeah, whatever. So, my guy's done decently. Adam Wainwright has made 29 starts, 162 and a third innings. He's 13-9 with a 3.83 ERA. So he's done okay for me. So maybe that'll be the one I win this year. I'll get lucky and he'll pull that rabbit out of a hat for me. But, you know, that's how we saw it going, Dan. Some good, in my case, some really bad, and some that are just like blah. But, you know, we all look like we got a shot to win the World Series.
Yeah. Well, don't forget, I picked Corey Seager, Rookie of the Year, a couple years back.
Oh, did you? Okay. So... yeah, I always kind of forget, you know, from one year to the next, who picks what, and, you know, how they – I don't even remember the picks I got. No.
Well, Big Jack, when I've only picked
I don't remember the ones I got right because I probably haven't gotten any right is why I don't remember them.
Yeah. I'd have to – we'd have to go back and look. You can pull it, you know, look at the tabs, but – I do know the first year we did it was 2012, and you picked the Giants to win. That kind of encouraged. It just encouraged us to keep going with it.
So, but yeah, that's, you know, kind of our review on how we did, and hopefully you did better, and, you know, we'll have to see at the end of the year how it ends up, because. You know, the way that NL Central shakes out could really make a difference on who did better than who. So it's a big deal. And, you know, I know the Brewers have already beaten the Padres today. No surprise there. So, you know, the Cardinals are in a little bit of a hole already, and their game, I think, just started. So we'll see. All right.
Sportstimeradio.com.
the lottery contestant of the game.